This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. South Metro Fire Rescue is investigating the cause of several, quote, suspicious fires yesterday afternoon. Crews responded to three fires along the Highline Canal. Brian Willey works for South Metro.
It's undetermined how the fires started along the canal, but they do appear to be suspicious in nature.
One of those fires ignited the deck and attic of a local business before being contained. Colorado is expanding its rape shield law as it applies to civil lawsuits. In the past, courts have been allowed to consider a plaintiff's prior sexual relationship with the person they accuse of sexual misconduct, but a new law requires them to treat that information as irrelevant. It also bars judges and juries from considering a plaintiff's lifestyle or appearance when determining their credibility or whether an interaction was consensual. Western Slope anglers are competing to see who can catch the most invasive fish to save native species and win a $10,000 prize. Here's CPR Stina Sieg.
Smallmouth bass can decimate endangered fish populations, which is why Colorado Parks and Wildlife hosts the Ridgeway Reservoir Smallmouth Bass Classic to catch and eliminate them. The agency's Eric Garduño says a skilled fisher can catch thousands during the tournament.
It's amazing what the anglers can do out here when you give them over a month to fish for these fish.
Each female smallmouth bass can produce 30,000 eggs. The competition runs through August 10th. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
South Metro Fire Rescue responded to a total of 195 calls related to fireworks in the 24 hours surrounding the 4th of July holiday. Crews helped put out 20 brush fires, 2 residential fires, 5 trash fires, a commercial building fire, and a barbecue fire. This is CPR News and KRCC.